My guest at this time is Victoria Tunsing. She's a former Deputy Assistant Attorney General and a former federal prosecutor. She is also a partner in the Washington law firm of DeGeneva Tunsing. We want to get her expert insights into the explosive controversy that blew up over this weekend in which President Trump is accusing President Obama of wiretapping Trump Tower during the 2016 campaign and Obama issuing a carefully worded denial. So what do we actually know at this point? And where should the quest for the truth go from here? And Victoria, thanks very much for being with us.
Well, there's been a lot of reporting all over the place, and I think it's very confusing, even to us, who I've done FISA requests, and I'm confused about what's going on. There's much to be made about, FISA requests are rarely turned down. That's true, but because that is, if you go to the court, and I've done this, and they say, that's not enough, then you go back and you make it better, or you decide you're not going to do it. So now you can see where you sort of get the rate of it's hardly ever turned down. But as a matter of fact, there was something on the record that said the first request, which was very broadly worded, was turned down. So that has to be significant. And if it did involve the Trump Tower or Trump people, I say, what is a Democratic president of the United States doing, even having anything to do with tapping Republican opposition during a political year? That just amazes me right there.
How solid do we know is the facts behind the denied FISA request and then the approved one in October? Because the former director of national intelligence, Clapper, said over the weekend that as far as he knows, no such FISA warrant was ever issued. And even if it went through the FBI, he would have known about it. What's your reaction to that?
Well, that's what he says. And then the New York Times reporting is exactly the opposite,
right?
Isn't it?
Yes.
So, I mean, everyone is in what's going on. And I basically the same way. And I know the process. I do know that if they went back and according to the reporting, there was a wiretap or electronic surveillance, and you better ask for both, or you might have somebody parsing words. No, it wasn't a wiretap when, in fact, it was an electronic surveillance. So reporters should be asking both. But if they went back and they got the second one, then what is this thing if it happened? They went back, and there's been reporting in the New York Times that the second time there was some computer in Trump Tower, then indeed Trump Tower was being electronically surveilled or wiretapped, whatever you want to call it, however, whatever technique was used.
What do you make of the Obama statement? Quote, a cardinal rule of the Obama administration was that no White House official ever interfered with any independent investigation led by the Department of Justice. As part of that practice, neither President Obama nor any White House official ever ordered surveillance on any U.S. citizen. Any suggestion otherwise is simply false. Many people are reading that as an admission that the Department of Justice may very well have done this.
Yeah, it sounds like a non sequitur, doesn't it? Like, okay, you've never interfered, so if the Attorney General said she was going to do this and gave you notice, you just said, go ahead, not interfering. I mean, it's just a really carefully parsed statement. He's gotten as good as Bill Clinton.
So if the Attorney General had ordered this, do you think the president would have known?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can't imagine. You're ordering a surveillance of a political opponent in a political campaign? I can't imagine. I mean, Loretta Lynch has shown that she's been incompetent in many ways, but I don't think communicating with the president is where she's incompetent.
So where does this go now? Does it just go to the relevant committees on Capitol Hill? Is there somewhere else where this should be dug into more thoroughly? And where do you start to put the facts together?
Well, there's lots of classified information, it appears. So it should go to the Intel committees. My old home, by the way, I used to be chief counsel for the Senate Intelligence Committee. So they're perfectly capable of dealing with it. And actually, particularly in the Senate, not so much so in the House, they're pretty bipartisan. When I was Barry Goldwater's chief counsel, when he would be gone, maybe out of the country, or he had surgery a couple of times, he'd turn me over to Patrick Moynihan. He'd say, okay, you're going to be his counsel. He was a Democrat at the time. So I'd have to go into the Democratic den because, it was a very much the next Republican was not in charge. It was then Moynihan. And pretty much the Senate has operated that way.
Well, that's very interesting. So where would you start to gather the facts from, whether it's whether the FISA warrants existed in the first place?
Yes, yeah, of course. And what did they cover?
What did they cover? Have they stopped? If they did, in fact, take place, do we know that they were only for a limited period of time? What else would be on your list?
Well, there's always a limitation, usually 90 days,
okay,
depending on the subject, six months. You don't have them just go on forever, and there's a set time period. You have to go back and get another one after that time period. So, yeah, there would be a time period. You'd want to see what the warrant said. You want to see why the court turned down the first one, if that reporting is even accurate. None of us knows. The reporting has been really bizarre. And let me just say that, you know, like, this is another issue, but do you remember when the Yemen raid took place and the Marine was killed? I think it was a Marine or a
Navy SEAL, sure.
Navy SEAL. And then all of a sudden, a few days later, you saw headlines. Nothing came out of the Yemen raid. It was a loss. And then about a week ago, I see hundreds of names were acquired during that Yemen raid. So, I mean, two diabolically opposite headlines. I have no idea which one is true. Do you?
I certainly don't, but it raises the important question, Victoria. And since you've dealt with intelligence matters for a long time, there's these allegations now that Obama appointees, the deep state, whatever you want to call it, inside the intelligence community is actively working to undermine the president. Do you have either firsthand knowledge or just observed enough to know whether that allegation holds water at this point?
Well, I don't have firsthand knowledge, of course, but it would seem to be the case. Look, all the time, Democrats like to stay in government more than Republicans do. So Democrats tend to stay around after the political process goes, and they're given a job in a what's called a quote unquote career position. Lois Lerner, nothing, you know, a better example than that. She was a political appointee, and then they put her in career positions where she could sit there and do all kinds of evil to opponents of President Obama. So it would seem to me that the mechanism is there for the people to undermine President Trump, and it would appear that that's what's happening.
How long an investigation do you expect this to be? And ultimately, are both sides going to be proven partly right and partly wrong here?
I don't know. I'll tell you, if I were in charge, it would be faster than I'm sure it's going to be under Congress. They drive me crazy.
Victoria, as always, great to have you with us. Thanks for your time.
Okay, good talking to you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Victoria Tunsing is a former Deputy Assistant Attorney General and a former federal prosecutor, now a partner in the Washington law firm of DeGeneva Tunsing. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.